Heads is called. And it is a head. Wisconsin won the toss. Wisconsin won the toss. They defer their choice to the second half.
And there you go. That's the voice of referee Mark Kluzinski. And you may have heard faintly the voice of Tanner Mordecai, one of the captains out here. So as you heard, the Badgers won the toss. They have deferred. They'll get the defense out there first. Before Wisconsin kicks off, let's say good morning to our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb.
Good morning. We got beautiful weather. You're right about that. Shouldn't be an issue, any factor, other than maybe the sun getting in people's eyes. But you said, mentioned that Tanner Mordecai was one of the captains today. He is dressed and back on the active roster for today's game, and that's a big emotional lift for this team, having him back. He was voted a team captain before the season, even though he had just transferred in from SMU. He earned the respect of his teammates right away, and so for him being out, as good as Brayden Locke has been in his replacement, having Mordecai back in uniform, in the huddle, if you will, metaphorically, is a big lift for this team. Now, we expect Locke to get through this game, knock on wood, but Mordecai will be in his ear the entire game.
It was one of Mordecai is one of those guys, Taush. You talk to people in this program, they describe him as an animal. He's just such a tough dude. He's doing everything he can. He can throw it around a little bit, but the fact that he's even dressed not long after that hand injury is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I don't think anything surprises you with him. He's been around a long time, and you just see how much he wants to be back out there. You saw that when he actually got injured. He fought through the next play, even though he's mouthing over to the sideline. This is so important to him, and I love his approach on how he's working to get back to try and help his football team. And while he's not out there yet, he's been a big help to Brayden Locke.
Gavin Lahm is set to kick off. Jalen Lucas is deep for Indiana. The Hoosiers will be moving from our left to our right. North to south here at Memorial Stadium in Bloomington, Indiana. Lahm on the run-up, and the kick is in the air. Drifting to his right, Jalen Lucas. He'll catch at the 1, right side 5 to the 10. Lucas 15, 20, 25 up across the 30-yard line, and finally taken down by Preston Zachman at the 34-yard line. So a nice return from Jalen Lucas. We are underway in Bloomington after that 33-yard effort from the return man for IU.
Yeah, I think it's always tricky because you anticipate kickoffs out of the end zone, and you know it's early. That was a big opening there in Indiana. We've talked about the hidden yardage and the things that Wisconsin's going to need. That wasn't the best start on special teams.
Brendan Sorsby, the quarterback who was listed as questionable, he went through the warm-ups and he is in there as the starting QB for Tom Allen's Hoosiers. A red shirt freshman, a big guy though, 6'3", 230 pounds. He is out of Denton, Texas. Josh Henderson is the running back. They'll operate out of the pistol. Two receivers come out to the left. Jalen Lucas to the right, loops in motion to the left. First play from scrimmage, handoff Henderson, trying to cut it up the middle, and he gets a couple yards, maybe three, up to the 37-yard line. Jordan Turner, a linebacker there to make the tackle. He and Muma Jungmeta, the inside linebacker duo, to begin the game. Gain of 3 for Indiana, second down and 7. Hoosiers at their 37-yard line of the home crimson jerseys and the white pants here this afternoon. Two receivers right, one on the left. Shotgun snap to Sorsby. Wide receiver screen, and Dekeese Carter gets popped by Nizir Forcurine, who worked right around Omar Cooper trying to block, but he whiffed. And a good play by Forcurine.
Yeah, and I love the fact he ended up coming on the outside of him because he had contained, fought through the block, didn't let it happen, stopped him right in his tracks.
Loss of 2, make it 3rd down and 9 for the Hoosiers at their 35-yard line. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Henderson is the running back. Sorsby with a look over. The offensive coordinator is Rod Carey, took over that role about 1 month ago. Well, the tight end Trey Walker motions out wide to the right. 2 receivers either side of the formation. Play clock is at 3. Snap to Sorsby, looking, flush to his right, throws to his right, and it is caught by Cooper across the 45 to the 47-yard line. That's a good grab by Omar Cooper, redshirt freshman out of Indianapolis, and that's a first down.
Yeah, not enough pressure on Sorsby there. He was able to kind of manipulate his way through the pocket, rolled out to his right, and really nice catch there. keeping one foot in to continue on, get that first down.
First set of downs for Indiana at its own 47-yard line. The handoff goes to Henderson over the left side, and he is cut to the turf by Hunter Wohler at the 50 on a gain of 3 for Josh Henderson, senior out of Pennington, New Jersey. Last 3 years, he was part of the program at North Carolina.
Yeah, Jung Mehta did a nice job of kind of spilling that, which forces the tailback to bounce it right into where Hunter Wohler was a willing and able tackler.
Second down and 7 for Indiana. Ball at the 50. A bit more than 2 minutes gone by. Just getting started. First possession of the day belongs to Indiana. Snap to Sorsby. Has time in the pocket. Looking, sets, flips it right sideline, and it's out of bounds. Intended for.
Oh,
and a penalty marker flies.
No.
There's going to be a pass interference call here against Wisconsin. DeKeese Carter was the intended receiver.
You have to wonder if that ball, the ball was 3 yards out of bounds, 4 or 5 yards out of bounds.
And they may
pass interference. Defense number 9, 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
That's Austin Brown, one of the safeties.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with the interference piece of it, but that ball was... Yeah, the sideline, it's a big, thick, white line. It was on the outside of that. Whether it was catchable or not, I could see a holding call, but the PI I'm not on board with.
A break for Indiana. First and 10 at the Wisconsin 35-yard line. Donovan McCulley, slot right, motions to the left. Henderson is the running back. Snap to Sorsby. Play fake, looking. Sorsby, again, a lot of time. He'll pull it down and run. 35, he'll slide to the turf inside the 30. They'll mark at the 29. Sorsby. Gain 6, and it's second down and 4 for Indiana.
And that's always the wonder when you have a quarterback that can run it a little bit. You're not going to rush. You also have to be very disciplined with your rush lanes, and that doesn't allow you to kind of pin your ears back and go. And right now, Wisconsin, I think a little tentative on their pass rush, dropping backers, not wanting to give up the big play. But you have to get a little bit more pressure than what Wisconsin has so far.
Kurt Neal, Darian Varner, the down lineman. Darrell Peterson, CJ gets the outside linebackers on second down and 4. Sorsby, the bad exchange. He picked up the loose ball on a bounce, and he gets thrown down by Nizer Forkurin. Just a bad exchange on the handoff try to Josh Ferguson. And Indiana catches a break with a polite bounce back to the quarterback, but still that's a loss of 5, make it 3rd and 9 at the Wisconsin 34.
Yeah, you always see that mesh point when you're riding, the tailback is riding, and you're kind of waiting to see what that DN does. Wisconsin stayed home there, little mesh point fumble.
3rd down and 9, ball at the Wisconsin 34-yard line. 3.5 minutes gone by. Indiana with the first possession, penetrating into Wisconsin territory. Snap to Sorsby. Badgers bring it 4. Sorsby rolling to his right. Rolling, throwing. That's caught. E.J. Williams inside the 20, inside the 15. Jason Maitre and C.J. Getz on the tackle. Williams, a transfer from Clemson. That's just his 4th catch of the year, and that's the 2nd, 3rd, and 9 conversion on this opening drive.
Yeah, again, it's not getting pressure. They decided to do a little bit of a rollout, and that limits where Sorsby can go with the football. The field is basically cut in quarters. Tight end did a nice job of sitting down in the zone coverage. Sorsby found him before he ran out of bounds and picked up a first down.
1st and 10 at the Wisconsin 13-yard line. Williams wide to the right, receiver out wide to the left as well. The tight end, Trey Walker, motions left to right, snap to Sorsby. He'll hand off to Henderson up the right hash marks, got by Jung Mehta, slips inside the 10-yard line and down to about the 8. Yeah, that's a gain of 5, 2nd down coming up for Indiana.
Yeah, that was the defense rocked across, the defensive tackle rocked across, and Jung Mehta is right there for it. Should have been a 1 or maybe no gain, and he whiffed on the tackle, allowed him to pick up 4 or 5.
Two receivers left, Jalen Lucas to the right for the Wisconsin 8-yard line. Lucas motions to the right. The fake on the handoff and pulling it is Sorsby, running off the right side inside the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Indiana. Brendan Sorsby read it, pulled it, had a path to the end zone off the right edge. And Indiana takes the opening kickoff and takes it to the house on the drive. 6-0 IU early on.
Just way too much space, whether it's running the football or getting after him in the pass. And you have to continue to do your job, trusting what you're doing. Wisconsin there bit too much on that fake, allowed Sorsby to catch the corner, and then it was a race to the pylon, and Sorsby won it.
Chris Freeman on to attempt the extra point. So the hopes of a fast start fizzling as Indiana on the opening possession marches it down the field, and the PAT is good. That was a 9-play, 66-yard drive. That took 4 minutes, 53 seconds, and we have a timeout here in Bloomington. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And just as a touchdown takes great teamwork, a successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit CaseIH.com/Badgers. 9:59 left of the first quarter. Indiana 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Mastercraft makes great doors inside and out, building the highest quality doors in a wide variety of styles. Shop the best in-stock selection of doors or design your door your way in-store or online at Menards.com. Get 11% off on an energy-efficient steel door only at Menards. Now through November 5th, savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Need help with your garden projects? Looking for quality tools at a low price? Or looking to get started on painting a shed? Ace Hardware in Balsam Lake has the tools, supplies, and professionals to help you get it done. Located at 907 Frontage Road, Balsam Lake, stop in and take a look at the special offers and sales that are going on right now. Or learn more at www.acehardware.com. That's acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, the place with the helpful hardware folks. Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much money you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With a West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory, every detail, everything you worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? To find out more about West Bend Insurance and the Silver Lining, contact Lead Home Insurance Agency in Amory, Wisconsin. 715-268-7180.
This is Civic Media.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Wisconsin football also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Indiana's had a habit of scoring early in games. Last week against Penn State, did it against Michigan, did it against Rutgers, and they did it again today. 5:01 gone by, 7-0 Indiana.
Yeah, as a defense, you're always looking, let's get this offense in third and 6+. That's the goal of every coordinator. Wisconsin did that twice, and Indiana made plays both times to convert those third downs, and then it just getting this game of momentum, and you get those first downs, you get into a little bit of a rhythm, and you're able to go down and get seven. So now, obviously not the start we were looking for on special teams and defense, which is what I think we all anticipated you needed coming into this game.
Indiana to kick off. Vinny Anthony and freshman Tretch Kekahuna out of Hawaii are deep, and the kick in the air, and this will sail over the head of Vinny Anthony for the touchback, and the Badgers will start at their 25-yard line for Braden Lock and Company.
Yeah, this is going to be, we said this in the pregame, your O-line is healthy. They played, I thought, their best game of the season against a very salty front against Ohio State. They need to be on it today. I think this is one of those take ownership games, running the football and making sure that if Indiana's going to get pressure on Braden Locke, it needs to come from a blitz, not with four down.
And the Badgers come out with Skylar Bell slot to the right, Bryson Green wide, C.J. Williams to the left, Will Pauling slot to the left. Jackson Aker is the running back. The Badgers' first play from scrimmage on offense. Snap to Locke. He'll hand it to Aker up the middle. Bangs his way up near the 30-yard line. Good hard run from Jackson Aker. The linebacker, Jacob Mangum-Farrar, on the tackle, a gain of 5.
Ooh, that was, I'm going to be here. There was a little bit of a space. A lot of times running backs will bounce it. Riley Mullman did a nice job of walling his guy down. Aker said, no, I'm going to take that contact, go grab 5.
Slot left, slot right on second down and 5. Pulling it is Locke, throwing it left, and a low pass and a rolling catch made by Skylar Bell. It's a good grab by Skylar on a low fastball. And he is down at the 34-yard line of Wisconsin. Gain of 4 brings up 3rd down and 1. That time, Skyler had to go down and get it. Riley Nowakowski checks in, lines up wing on the right side. Third and one, Wisconsin at its own 34-yard line, going right to left as we see it in quarter number one. Snap to lock. He'll hand off to Aker and muscles his way for the first down, but a penalty marker flies. As Aker was able to push the pile to about the 36-yard line. That was a center judge, I think, Amanda Sauer, throwing that flag there. Here comes the call.
Gets an offsides.
Personal foul. Hands to the face. Defense number 41. 15-yard penalty.
All right.
Automatic first down.
You take that. That's the defensive end, Linnell Carr. So the Badgers had the first down on the run. They'll take the 15-yard penalty, and they have a first and 10 at the Indiana 49-yard line. We're about 6 minutes in, 7-0 Indiana.
Yeah, it looked like she threw it, and it is in the holding category is where that flag 9 out of 10 times. Luckily, not this time.
Trips to the right on first and 10 for Braden Locke. Takes the shotgun snap, and he will pull it and pay for it as he is whipped to the turf by Nick Toomer coming off the corner for Indiana. Read it to Aker, pulled it, and paid the price as Locke is tossed to the ground at the 47 of Wisconsin, a loss of 4, second and 14.
Yeah, pulled left tackle Jack Nelson, left guard Joe Huber, and that was one he should have handed to Jackson Aker.
Slot right is Will Pauling on second down and 14. Aker to the right of Locke, back to throw is Braden. Time in the pocket, looks, shoots it over the middle in a low pass, incomplete, intended for Bryson Green. It skipped to him at the 44 of Indiana. Now the Badgers looking at a third and 14 at their 47-yard line.
Great protection. Locke had all day to step in there. He had a great pocket. Just kind of short-armed it a little bit, skipped it in there to Green. It would have been nice, obviously, grab that. You'd have been in a third and manageable. Now you're in a third and 14.
Pauling slot right, Skyler Bell lines up behind Locke, and now he'll motion out three receivers, Green, Bell, and Pauling to the right, C.J. Williams to the left. Line of scrimmage, the Wisconsin 47-yard line. Locke takes the snap, pressure coming. Braden winds it up, shoots it over the middle, and a sliding catch made by Will Pauling. It'll be short of the first down. They'll mark at the 42 of Indiana. It'll be fourth down and 3 here for the Badgers as Luke Fickle keeping the offense out on the field, it looks like, with 8 minutes left in the opening quarter. 7-0 Indiana. And the Badgers will go for it on 4th and 3 at the IU 42-yard line. Badgers 4 of 11 going for it on 4th down. Three receivers out tight to the right. C.J. Williams out wide to the left. Jackson Aker to the left of Locke, who takes the snap. Looking to throw, fires to the right. Another low pass. It's incomplete. Intended for Pauling, who was available. Braden Locke has got to try to elevate that fastball a little bit. He's been throwing it low with some regularity to begin the game, and the Badgers are stopped on downs. Indiana will take over when play continues. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And drive on Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. 7:41 left of the first quarter. Indiana 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, "Show me the money!" to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, "Show me the money!" More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Oh, running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Build your career at Cleary Building Corp. We are committed to your success because people are what we value most. Visit careers at Cleary.com today. Badgers stopped on down, 7:41 left of the first quarter, 7-0 Indiana as the Hoosiers take over at their 42-yard line.
Yeah, third and 14. They did a nice job of picking up, 11, getting into a fourth and three. And, you're around midfield where the 42-yard line going in. So I like the aggressiveness, but I was kind of wondering, do you just try to draw them off sides? Obviously, that wasn't the case, and you had the first down. Braden Locke, so far, two throws, kind of short-armed a little bit. Something to watch. You have to pick that up for Wisconsin's offense.
Jalen Lucas wide right, now motions into the backfield on first and 10. Sorsby takes a snap, hands off to Lucas, works off the right edge, and he'll fight his way to about the 45-yard line. Over there to make the play is C.J. Getz. Nizer Forkurine also helping force the issue. A gain of three for Lucas, second down and 7.
Yeah, good hustle there by Getz. It got a little bit washed down into the mix and was able to hustle. That was just an all-out hustle effort play by CJ.
Forkurine comes limping off, and now Alexander Smith in there at that boundary corner spot on second down and 7. Hoosiers have three receivers left, two on the right. Ball at the Indiana 45. Snap to Sorsby. Quick shot right side. That's caught by Trey Walker, the tight end. And he is driven out of bounds. Actually stopped, the progress stopped inbounds by Alexander Smith. He'll mark at the 49 of Wisconsin. Indiana looking at a third down and 1. Hoosiers were 2 of 2 on third down in that opening drive, and they were both third and 9s. This a third and 1.
Yeah, interesting. Went empty there. Spread Wisconsin out. Wisconsin had 3 down line. Just a quick little pitch and catch and getting vertical, getting up, setting us 3rd and 1.
Now Sorsby under his center, Zach Carpenter. There's Trey Walker behind him, a little brotherly shove, and boy, he got stood up.
I don't know.
Jordan Turner was there. We'll see what kind of spot they give him. The way they're running up there.
A little short?
Yeah, it looks like maybe a half yard short. So the other, they brought the tight end Trey Walker into the backfield to offer the little tush push there. And it looks like he's going to be just a little bit short. So Tom Allen keeps his offense on the field. 4th down and inches just outside the 48 of Wisconsin. Indiana 7 of 21 on 4th down. More attempts on 4th down than anyone in the league. They're going to try it again, the tush push, and this will work with Walker helping shove Sorsby to the 1st down to the Badgers' 47-yard line.
Ew, that's a violent shove by their tight end. Sorsby's head's flinching back, and took him 2 times to get a yard in a little bit. But that tush push that everybody thinks is so unstoppable, Wisconsin stopped him once, couldn't quite get him on the second one.
The Philadelphia Eagles have made it famous. Donovan McCulley, E.J. Williams come out to the left. Jalen Lucas to the right from the Wisconsin 47-yard line. 1st and 10, 5.5 minutes left, first quarter. 7-0 Indiana. Sorsby hands off to Henderson up the right hash marks inside the 45. He was stood up, but he pushes the pile for another yard or so to the 42 of Wisconsin. Just a stack of humanity in there for both sides. 2nd down and 5 IU at the Wisconsin 42-yard line.
Yeah, so far it's only been a drive and a half, but Wisconsin's on its heels a little bit. They're getting pushed around a little bit more than I'd like. Indiana's doing some nice things, but that was the case there. 2 or 3 yards just on effort.
Jake Chaney, Jordan Turner, the linebacker duo, trips to the left. 2nd down handoff for Henderson. May Turner miss, and he works his way inside the 40 to the 37, which is the line to gain. Like Turner had him lined up, but Josh Henderson able to get past him, and that'll be a 1st down for the Hoosiers. Ball marked at the 37 of Wisconsin. Just ran right through that arm tackle attempt of the Badgers linebacker. Slot left, slot right. Indiana leading 7-0 and driving again. 4:23 left in the first quarter. Henderson to the left of Sorsby, who takes a snap. Badgers bring it 4. Plenty of time. Sorsby throws left side. Caught by McCulley inside the 30-yard line. Ricardo Hallman on the tackle. Enrico a little slow to get up. They'll mark near the 28 of Wisconsin. Hallman really just staggering back defensively. He wants to stay in the game.
Holding that left arm.
Yeah, keep an eye on this. Yep. Like Indiana, they may target him right now. You got E.J. Williams to the right. Hallman is on him just inside the 29-yard line, we'll call it, of Wisconsin. 2nd down, a short 2. Sorsby back to throw. Looking right. Throws it to Williams. Hallman is there to make the stop. It will be a first down, it looks like, at the 27-yard line. And now Holm is going to come out, favoring that left arm. Boy, you talk about showing some grit right there. He was feeling it on the previous play.
He ain't going out.
No, you're right. He's still in there. My goodness.
Yeah, and Indiana obviously saw that and said, let's see if he's a willing tackler. And Rico is a willing tackler.
Looks like they're going to measure here as the officials stop play with 3:28 left in the first quarter.
It's always amazing to me how quick people see stuff. And you called it. Indiana's offensive coordinator called it. You see a guy a little bit, you're going to go pick to see, you know, if he's okay.
Jim Williams with that catch. He's a transfer from Clemson, where he started six times for Dabo Swinney's Tigers. This measurement buys Rico a little bit of time here, and this will be a first down by the nose of the football. So the drive continues for the Hoosiers. 3:28 left in the first quarter. 7-0 Indiana. Luke Fickell talked about wanting to get that fast start just like any coach would. Well, it's IU getting the fast start here today.
Yeah, Sorsby's on it. He's been very accurate with the football. He's done some stuff with his feet. And the big thing watching, he's had all day to do what he wants. It's been way too comfortable. And we said that a few times this year. I remember when we were out in the Palouse, kind of that early. And that's one of the things when you have to BYOJ, you got to get it moving here a little bit. Wisconsin's been a little bit slow to start.
Sorsby 6 out of 6 for 47 yards. Jalen Lucas slot right. Now motions into the backfield on first down. Handoff Trent Howland crashing over the left side of the line inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. Jordan Turner gets in there to take down the big running back. Howland listed at 240 pounds. Redshirt sophomore out of Joliet, Illinois. Second down and 7 for Indiana.
Yeah, a lot of everything's falling forward right now. You're seeing Indiana is trying to be very physical, and so far it's been very effective. They've handled the line of scrimmage, and their backs are falling forward.
Cooper and Williams out to the left with Williams in the slot, Lucas to the right. Now Jalen Lucas motions into the backfield from the Wisconsin 24-yard line. Sorsby takes handoff to Henderson. Little stop and go move. Looks like he wanted to throw it. No one available, and Jake Chaney was there to close the gate at the 25-yard line on a loss of 1. He had a mind to throw it to Jalen Lucas down the right sideline. Instead, pulled it down, did Henderson, and it's 3rd and 8 for Indiana.
Yeah, C.J. Getz did a great job of keeping contained and allowed Chaney to come down there. And you're right, it looked like that trying to have him develop and make a throw. Wisconsin collapsed, got him down on the ground.
2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. 3rd down and 8 to Indiana at the Wisconsin 25-yard line. Sorsby calls for the ball, takes the snap. Badgers bring pressure. Sorsby throws right side, throws it away, sailing way over the head of Cooper inside the 15-yard line. Alex Smith on the coverage. And now on comes the field goal team for Indiana.
Yeah, really needed that. And Tressel decided to heat him up a little bit. And I love the call because he's way too comfortable. You brought some linebacker blitz. You forced him to make that throw a little bit out of rhythm. And you're now forcing Indiana to settle for a field goal.
Chris Freeman out of Zionsville, Indiana, 6 of 7 in field goal tries, as long as 42. This is a 43-yard attempt from the right hash mark. Spot ball down, kick is in the air, and the kick is no good. He missed it, so maybe a little momentum swinging back Wisconsin's way as Indiana is denied. We will take a break here at Memorial Stadium. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected with a chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. 1:53 left in the first quarter. Indiana 7, Wisconsin 0. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford Tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
The All of Us research program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu and celebrate the season with gifts, deals, and holiday feels. Find perfect presents for everybody and every budget. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. Chris Freeman misses a 43-yard field goal try. A minute 53 left of the first quarter, 7-0. Indiana, and now the Badgers have their second series starting at their 25-yard line.
Yeah, that was a huge stop, and I love the fact that Tressel brought some pressure. We were able to set up that field goal attempt because we've seen this too much, especially on the road, where we come out a little bit slow, and a lot of times that can be too big of a mountain to climb. And in this game, you don't know offensively where you're going to be at. It's a struggle so far, but to get off the field there without any points. Now Wisconsin's offense feels like, all right, pendulum, settle in here. Let's get something moving.
I thought you were going to start singing there. You're talking about mountains that are high. And
well, it's early.
It's early.
Again, we're down. We're ahead. Yeah. Maybe I should be doing that.
Something to look forward to. Here's a motivator. Two receivers right, one left. First down handoff, Jackson Aker, who takes it up the left hash marks and gets about 4 yards to the 29-yard line. Aaron Casey getting in there for Indiana. Second down and 6 for Wisconsin.
Nice job by Hayden Rucci coming in and just completely washing down the right side of Indiana's defensive line. And that gave Jackson Aker all kinds of room to run.
Hayden Rucci slot on the right side. Will Pauling to the left on second down. Snap the lock. Swings the right side. Caught by Aker. Gets ahead of steam across the 30-yard line. Aker slips across the 35 to the 36-yard line at a first down for Wisconsin. There you go.
Yeah, that's just trying to, we've seen a couple of short throws. Get him back, get locked. Just a simple pitch and catch. And again, Rucci, great job out in space.
Three receivers left, one on the right. First and 10, lock swings it left. Caught by Aker, has some space across the 40-yard line. And he gets chopped down across the 40 to the 41 by Jordan Shaw out of the secondary. We remind you, Rucci was not available last week. He just couldn't go in the game against Ohio State. Good to have Rooch back in there in that tight end spot for Wisconsin.
Yeah, he does a nice job of kind of washing things down in space twice. That was like a Madden play where he run the swing pass to the right, didn't stop it. Let's go to the left. Do the same thing.
And it's second and 5. Badgers at their 41-yard line. Locke looks, shoots it to the left. Caught by C.J. Williams, and a little juke move will get him another yard or so out the midfield. Nick Toomer forced him to the chalk. First down Wisconsin at the 50 with 32 seconds left in the first quarter. 7-0 Indiana.
Good decision there by Braden Locke. There's a run play on. Saw that CJ was one-on-one coverage with a lot of cushion. Took the easy yardage, picked up a first down.
Cade Iacomelli in there at running back now. Locke fakes a handoff to him, flips it to the left, and that's deflected, incomplete. Nick Toomer got a hand on it for Indiana. Second down and 10 for the Badgers at midfield with 17 seconds left of the first quarter.
Now, I love this. I always have been of the belief whenever you're an offensive player, make the defense stop what you're doing. It did basically did the same exact play again, and this time Indiana got a guy, tipped the pass up, got in the passing lane, didn't allow that easy pitch and catch.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Iacomelli still in at running back to the left of Locke, who takes a snap. Quarterback draw, Locke across the 50 to the 45-yard line, and he gets drilled at the 43. Indiana defensive player, I think that was Philip Bleedy, just jumping on the back of Braden Locke on what will be the final play of the first quarter. So a slow start for the Badgers, but maybe getting into some rhythm here as we get set to move on into quarter number 2. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. At the end of one in Bloomington, Indiana 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey friends, Matt's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Established in 1962, Cardinal's focus on community engagement and development has always been at the core of their values. While dedicated to being the world's premier laminated and fabricated glass manufacturer, they've also been fixated on continuous improvements in safety, service, quality, and innovation. Cardinal aims to change the world through their energy-conserving products, community involvement, and new-age employment practices. Cardinal LG Amery believes in investing in the future, our future. Join the endeavor, innovate, and lead the future with Cardinal Glass.
This is Civic Media.
Mike Heller with a scoreboard update from Memorial Stadium in Bloomington, Indiana. In number one, Ohio State on the road in Piscataway against Rutgers. They lead 7-0 midway through the first quarter. Nebraska on the road at Michigan State in East Lansing. The Spartans get the jump here. They lead 3-0 in the first quarter. Other top 25s going on. Number 7, Texas leads Kansas State 7-0. And number 10, Ole Miss over Texas A&M, also 7-0. Clemson leads Notre Dame. Notre Dame 15th ranked in the country. The game in Clemson, South Carolina, 7-3 Clemson.
They had a tough year by Clemson standards. And
a little testy.
Dabo got a little testy with all those callers.
I still think we should be taking calls with Luke and see how that plays out.
I'm sure he'd be all for that. Get ready for the second quarter. Badgers going north to south, left to right as we view it. Third down and 3 for Wisconsin at the Indiana 43-yard line. Cade Iacomelli remains a running back. 3 receivers tight to the right. Receiver out wide left, handoff Iacomelli. Trying to catch the left edge, and he does. 40, 35-yard line. A penalty marker flies. Boy, they threw it right at Jack Nelson there. Let's see. Oh.
Yeah.
Holding. Offense number 79. 10-yard penalty. Repeat third down.
Yeah, I saw what she saw when she threw that because he finished to the ground, and I'm always nervous when that happens. But if your feet don't get beat, and his feet were not beat, this wasn't a case where he was lunging around. He has his guy locked. They bounce it, and if you look at it, he just brings his feet and punishes him to the ground. Matt, that irritates me beyond belief, but that's what refs look at. They need to look at the feet. The feet were not beat. It should not have been a holding.
Instead, it's 3rd and 13 for the Badgers at their 47-yard line. Slot left, slot right. Jackson Aker in there at running back. As Locke surveys the Indiana defense. Need a big 3rd and long conversion here. Pressure coming on Locke. Shoots it to the right, and it's incomplete. Will Pauling looked like he got a hand on it, but could not gather, as back there defensively was Phillip Dunham, and maybe just screened off the receiver just enough. I'm not sure, but a promising drive fizzles, and the Badgers are forced to punt.
Yeah, when you take a number one wideout, number one tailback out of the equation, it's really difficult to overcome a holding call, false starts. You have to be incredibly clean, even though obviously I disagreed with that.
Atticus Bertram's on the punt to Keese Carter, the return man for Indiana, standing at the IU 10. The kick is in the air, end over end. Carter will let it hit, and it just checks up straight up into the air. Quincy Burles for Wisconsin will kill it at the 13-yard line. Wisconsin, or make that Indiana territory. That was an effective 40-yard punts from the Badgers freshman. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Your win is waiting. Details and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. Opening minutes, second quarter, Indiana 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 65,000 farms contribute over $104 billion annually to our state's economy and over 435,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 10th annual Celebrate Agriculture game on November 11th against Northwestern. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, Wisconsin Corn, Compeer Financial, and Gaia. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
Wisconsin football sponsored by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Tough week across college basketball, and especially here in Bloomington at the news of the passing of Bob Knight this week. It seems everyone has a story. Patrick, you've got another one for us, don't you?
Yeah, before the game, they had a moment of silence for Bob Knight. But earlier this week, heard Coach Fickell tell his story when he was asked, did you ever cross paths with Bobby Knight? And he said, well, yeah, he's an Ohio State guy as well, like me. He said, so when I got that interim coaching job in 2011, he got a call from Bob Knight. And Bob Knight's first line out of his mouth was, do you care what people think about you? And Fickell said, well, no, not really. And then Knight fired back with a less PG version of, well, you better not, because you won't last a minute in this business if you do. Ignore what anybody thinks and just do what you know how. Fickell laughed when he retold that story. He said he'll never forget it.
And it seems like it's working pretty well for Luke Fickell here. On first down at the Indiana 13-yard line, Sorsby swings it right side. Jalen Lucas the catch. Up the right sideline across the 10-yard line. Forced out of bounds by Jung Mehta. Right at the line of scrimmage, the 13-yard line, second down and 10 for Indiana.
Yeah, a lot of space there from Jung Mehta to have to cover. That was, he had kind of dropped into his zone, saw that the little flare pass out to the right, and used that sideline as another tackler, got him down for no gain.
Anderson Kobe, E.J. Williams come out to the left, Jalen Lucas to the right. Second and 10, Indiana at its own 13. Lucas motions to the left, handoff to Trent Howland, and he'll crash into the line. Moves the stack across the 15 to the 16-yard line. Turner, among others, in there for Wisconsin. Third down and 7 for the Hoosiers.
Yeah, a lot better here. We're seeing a little bit more physicality up front. Peterson did a really nice job of kind of holding his spot at the point and not allowing those big holes that we saw a little bit earlier in the first quarter.
Allen stays in there at running back to the left of Brendan Sorsby. Three receivers left, one on the right. On third down, Sorsby takes, rolling left. The right-handed quarterback looking, lost it out left side, and that is caught by Carter up across the 40-yard line. Good throw, good concentration from DeKeese Carter at the 42-yard line of Indiana. Another third and long conversion for the Hoosiers.
Just really well executed by Indiana. Wisconsin had it covered, was in position. A good adjustment there on his route and a beautifully thrown little flutter pass just out there for him to pick up a big play.
Empty backfield, three receivers right, two on the left. Snap to Sorsby. Quick shot is dropped by the tight end, Bradley Archer. Second and 10 for the Hoosiers at their 42-yard line. Going back to DeKeese Carter, he's a transfer from Fordham at FCS school. Had a really good career there. And you see the guy, he looks like he belongs here at the Big Ten level. Some modest statistics, but at three catches, including a 76-yard TD catch last week at Penn State. Two receivers left, one on the right. Lucas in the slot, now motions to the backfield. Sorsby fakes the handoff to him, throws it left. That's caught by Anderson Cody across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Alexander Smith will belt him there. A gain of five, and another third down coming up for the Hoosiers. They need five at their 47-yard line.
Yeah, nice job there by Alexander Smith just to staying there and then bringing him down. You're going to give up a little bit. Make sure you're tackling right after, not giving up any yak yards.
Empty backfield again. Three receivers on the right, two on the left. IU three out of five on third down. Snap back to Sorsby. Four-man Wisconsin rush. Pockets tight. Sorsby escapes. Rolling to his right. Rolling, throwing. Batted away by Jason Matry. It was intended for Jalen Lucas. Good play by the slot corner, Matry, who bats it down inside the Wisconsin 40-yard line. Fourth and five for Indiana.
Yeah, good pressure there for Sorsby to get out of the pocket, and really Chaney did a great job of chasing. Otherwise, I think Sorsby's going to run and pick up that first down, and then great coverage and knocking that pass away, getting the ball back for Wisconsin.
James Evans on to punt, averaging nearly 47 per. Vinny Anthony deep at the 10. Snap clean, pressure very light, and the kick is away, and Anthony will field it at the 6-yard line, and he got covered up right away. I tell you, was tempted to signal for the fair catch, didn't.
Should have.
And then, yeah, rudely thrown to the ground. 47-yard punt, and the Badgers will be starting at their 6-yard line. On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, the Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Check one out at your Ford dealer. 12:04 left in the half. Indiana 7, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
From Dane to Ford.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
At Balsam Lake Ace Hardware and Rental, we have something for everyone, including some of the best brands. Milwaukee, Steel, Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. And everything you need for your painting project. Plus our large sporting goods selection. We can help make your hunt successful this season. Check out our rental services too at BalsamLakeHardware.com or call Balsam Lake Ace Hardware at 715-485-3267. 715-485-3267. Balsam Lake Ace Hardware, 907 Frontage Road. Ace is a place with a helpful hardware folks.
This is Civic Media.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 12:04 left in the half, 7-0 Indiana. Continuing theme here for the Badgers in recent weeks, starting deep in their own territory. Right now, they'll start at their own 6.
Yeah, it just makes things so tough. And, you know, one of the things this year that we haven't seen are these big plays. Everything has been hard. You're not getting the 70-yard touchdown pass. We saw Indiana have a couple of big plays against Penn State. Wisconsin is kind of, you have to churn and do it. So here's the case where I think you're starting to run the ball. You're getting some things going. I'd love to see a big shot here. Gonna call it. I think we see a big play here on this drive. Big, long touchdown play. Get the juice, get a little bit of that pendulum swing back our way.
I like it. Vinny Anthony, he's someone who runs really well. He has slot to the right. Now he motions to the left, lock in the gun, takes the snap, hands off Jackson Aker over the left side, and he'll muscle his way up to about the 9-yard line at a gain of 3.
Running hard. Ooh. He is bringing, you can hear the pads popping all the way up here. He is looking for contact, Jackson Aker is, and he's getting it.
Second down and 7 for the Badgers at their 9-yard line. Anthony and Quincy Burroughs out to the left. Tucker Ashcraft. Bryson Green to the right. Now Ashcraft motions. Wing on the left side. Lock. Play fake. Looking under pressure. Shuffles left. Checks it down to Aker. Wide of the target. Incomplete. It's not an accurate throw as the Badgers looking at a 3rd down and 7 at their own 9-yard line.
Yeah, a little bit of pressure, but plenty of time there for Braden Locke to, Fertney pulls and does a really nice job of taking Indiana's defensive end, washes him down. Locke had to move his feet a little bit there, took the check down, just did not deliver it in a good spot there for Jackson A.
Badgers 1 out of 3 on 3rd down. They dearly need a conversion here, but they need 7 yards to get it done. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Aker in the backfield to the left of the quarterback, Braden Locke on 3rd and 7. Badgers at their 9-yard line and pre-snap movement. And this will back up Wisconsin again.
That, I think, is on the center because most of Wisconsin's offensive line moved. Good news, you don't lose 5. I think you're probably going to lose 3 or 4 because of half a distance.
Offense, everyone but the center.
Yeah.
Half the distance to the goal. Remains 3rd down.
You never want to hear it that
no,
way.
No, you don't. That's a, although, as an offensive lineman, you don't want to hear someone call out, number 71, now everybody moved. You know? So usually whoever's fault it is, you wanted a sign, and that was on Tanner.
Yeah, they're still backed up to about their 4-yard line here, so make it 3rd down and 12 for Wisconsin. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Locke standing about a yard deep in the end zone. Takes the snap. Indiana bringing 3. Locke stands, throws left side, batted down, incomplete. Intended for Will Pauling. Phillip Dunham got a hand on it and came close to getting a walk-in pick 6. The Badgers punting from inside their own 5-yard line now.
The team scout, and they know you want to go to Will Pauling. That's where this team's at. And Braden Locke stared him down and very fortunate. He sailed it a little bit, or that could have been a pick 6. So Wisconsin very fortunate. Another mistake. The false start. This team is going to have a hard time overcoming 3rd and 10+. It's tough for any offense, and especially when you're missing a few guys.
Atticus Bertram's 9 yards deep in the end zone. Gets a clean snap from Peter Bowden. The kick is in the air. Fair catch signaled by Carter, and he'll make it in Wisconsin territory at about the 41 or 42-yard line. 38 yards on the punt from Atticus Bertrams, and the Badgers defense up against it when we continue. 11:20 left in the first half. Indiana 7, Wisconsin nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South First Street, Milwaukee.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badgers defense back in a tight spot as Wisconsin could not get out of the shadow of its own goalpost, and Indiana will take over at the Wisconsin 42-yard line. 11 minutes, 20 seconds left of the first half. 7-0 Indiana. The Hoosiers took the opening kick and drove 66 yards, leading to a Brendan Sorsby touchdown. They did miss on a field goal try late in the first quarter from Chris Freeman, so it could be worse. And now the Badger defense trying to prevent it from being worse right now.
Yeah, we talked about winning the special teams and the hidden yardage, and we're not doing that. We get pinned down at the 6. Now they're starting, at the 42-yard line going in. They only have to go 42 yards. So it's just been a kind of a bad cycle. And third downs have been the difference so far, in my opinion. Indiana's been successful picking up a couple of third and longs. Wisconsin has not. Some penalties put Wisconsin in a tight spot. And I really felt coming into this game, put it on your big fellas up front. Let these guys hunt a little bit running the football. And right now the split, 11 throws, 6 rushes. Running the football only at a 2.8 yard per clip. So it's easy to sit up here and say, well, you need to run the football, but you need to be more effective. The fellas up front need to take that on and get it, because right now Indiana's controlling the lines of scrimmage.
And yeah, Brendan Sorsby taking advantage of some good protection. He is 9 of 12 through the air for 78 yards. Two receivers right, one on the left. Now Jalen Lucas motions into the backfield. The handoff goes to Lucas. Running right, turns it back up inside the 40-yard line. Alexander Smith over there to wrap him up at about the 37 of Wisconsin. Gain of 5+ change, second down here for Indiana as the Hoosiers pick up the tempo. Anderson to the right of the QB, Lucas to the left. Sorsby takes, gives to Lucas off the right side, gets to the 35-yard line, is driven back by Jake Chaney, the linebacker stopping the progress at the 35 of Wisconsin. Make it 3rd and 3 for the Hoosiers.
Yeah, good job there by Chaney just reading it. He kept it front side. They basically ran the same play. He cut it back on the first one, picked up 5 or 6. This time thought he could hit it up. Chaney stayed with him, and I love the fact whistle blew. You know, a little bit of frustration. He let him off. No stupid penalties, giving him free yards.
Indiana 3 out of 6 on third down. 3rd and 3 now at the Wisconsin 35. Snap to Sorsby under some pressure. Steps up. He'll run. He has space inside the 30-yard line. And he gets the first down. The ball popped out, but the play was blown dead at the 29 of Wisconsin. So Brendan Sorsby flushed out of the pocket and gets 6 yards and a first down to the Badger 29.
Yeah, Piotrowski was there. I thought he was going to get him. And to give Sorsby credit, he was able to kind of maneuver through the pocket. That was a designed play and got up, got vertical, picked it up.
James Thompson Jr. on the tackle. 1st and 10 Indiana as now the officials step in. I think Luke Fickell is trying to see if they can get a replay review here. I don't think he had called for a timeout, but there is a timeout right now. So we'll see if this is replay worthy. 9:58 left in the half.
To challenge the ruling on the field that the runner was down.
So there you have it. So Luke Fickell did use a timeout. And see if he'll get it back. So they're going to take a look. 9:58 left in the half. 7-0 Indiana.
Didn't feel like it at the time, but anytime there's the ball pops out, you obviously, if you feel like it's close, especially in the first half, take a shot at it and see how. Be nice. It's always a good sign if they're not showing the replay in the stadium. That typically means if it was a clear cut, they'd be flashing that thing up all over the Jumbotron.
Yeah. Well, they check it out. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Replay continues. In the meantime, Patrick, what do you have?
Look, just a great play by James Thompson. The closed fist punch that, as Taj likes to call it, the peanut Tillman, saw the ball being carried a little loosely by Sorsby, just punched the ball as he saw him diving to the ground. I don't know if the knee was down, but you're right. They've only shown it once in the stadium, and it was an angle that was very inconclusive. That's probably strategic.
Replay official upstairs will have better angles. Here's the verdict.
After review, the ruling on the field stands. The runner was down. Wisconsin is charged a timeout, and they have used their challenge for the game.
So a fresh set of downs for Indiana at the Wisconsin 29-yard line.
Yeah, it's worth a shot. Yep. You know, you're in that spot now where they're in field goal position, and Thompson did a fantastic job of making it at least close. Unfortunately, you lose your challenge. I'm not worried. First half timeouts are not as valuable as second half timeouts. I'm not worried about that. And in a game-changing play like that, you take a shot. Unfortunately, it didn't go our way.
And you heard the referee talk about losing the challenge. All plays are reviewed. And well, you watch enough college football. Most of those replays get initiated from upstairs. So, So here we go. First and 10, Indiana at the Badgers' 29-yard line. Jalen Lucas, slot right, comes in motion into the backfield. Swordsby takes a snap, hands to Lucas, tries to turn it back. Weaving inside the 25, Jalen Lucas down to the 20-yard line. Ball again ripped away, but I think the play was blown dead. Let's see. Still a pile here as the Badgers trying to be ball hawks in these last couple of plays. Jalen Lucas getting some touches. He was used primarily as a decoy last week, but he can be a dangerous runner and can catch the ball out of the slot.
Really shifty on Thompson there.
From the Badger 20, second and one. Swordsby throws right side. Lucas the catch. Gets a block inside the 15. Jalen Lucas down to the 10-yard line. Austin Brown, the safety, on the tackle. First and goal, Indiana at the 10-yard line. And one of the Indiana receivers will come limping off. It looks like it's Omar Cooper favoring his left leg as he makes his way to the Indiana sideline.
Yeah, good job of blocking there by Indiana's perimeter. That allowed the easy pitch and catch for a first down.
E.J. Williams, slot left.